Anybody want to talk about anything, either about law of attraction, about Rooted in the Infinite, any questions that you have, anything that you want to talk about? And then I see here's from Maxine, any advice that you can give for someone suffering the loss of a brother by suicide? Well, wow, that just takes us right into the heart of things, doesn't it? Okay, Maxine, I don't know if this is you or someone close to you, but obviously this is quite a challenging thing to go through. Let me gather myself here and see what I can say to you about that. Just give me a moment. All right, well, obviously this is a big and a deep subject, and it's also a little bit hard to talk about this, having you on the webcast, without you to give me some feedback about where you're coming from and where you are with this and if it's you and all that. In fact, if you want to just let me refresh this. If you want to type anything else in here, I will get it. The thing that Abraham talks about, and of course when I talk about Abraham, I'm talking about the Abraham Hicks teachings, and their website is abraham-hicks.com. So one of the things that Abraham talks about is this range that we experience between allowing and resisting. And we live in this world of duality, and we're constantly, constantly encountering things that are either wanted or unwanted. And to the degree that we bring ourselves into resonance with what's wanted, we feel joy and flow, and we move easily through our lives and comfortably and joyfully. To the degree that we focus our attention on the not wanted aspect of things, we experience negative emotion, we experience fear, depression, and anything that you would consider anywhere from uncomfortable to painful emotional states. And so every subject is two subjects. This is what Abraham tells us. And so we can look at anything and find something in it that's wanted and something in it that's unwanted. And of course, there are certain things that are much easier to find something that's wanted, and there are certain things that are much harder to find something that's wanted. And usually what happens is that because of law of attraction, which is always bringing things that are of a like vibration together, when you have something happen in your life that causes you to get focused on something that's unwanted. Let's just say, just give you an example. Let's say I could tell you this. Last night or the night before, I got up to go to the bathroom. I came back into my room. I have a guitar on a stand. I had put it in an unusual place that's sort of on the pathway between my bed and the door. And in the dark, when I came in, I stubbed my toe. Okay. So, relatively insignificant thing. Painful, not very easy to enjoy, but right, okay, so that happened. I was not happy about it. In the dark, I stumbled. I moved the guitar, stand somewhere else, and I went to bed. And that was pretty much the end of it. But let's say if I woke up the next morning and my toe was still hurting, and now I start focusing on it, and little by little, if I really got very involved in it, I could start attracting to myself, more injuries, more all kinds of things, just through a very innocent interaction with something that happened to me. And what's happened sometimes is that law of attraction is like the waves in the ocean. When you set an attractive force into motion through your attention to something, well, oh, you know what? I just realized I have the whole teleseminar muted, so if somebody's on the phone line, let me just unmute you folks.
Conference unmuted.
I'll keep talking, but all right. Okay, Maxine. All right, I see. It's my partner's brother. Okay. So so when something happens, like, and you get law of attraction, like an ocean wave just moving in your direction, if it's bringing something that is really wanted, you know, like you've been focusing on abundance and how all of a sudden money starts coming to you from everywhere, that's like a really a marvelous thing. But when you have through, you know, no fault of your own, but you start getting focused on something that's not wanted, and then more and more things start coming at you that are not wanted, because law of attraction just starts matching your vibration and matching your vibration. Sometimes what can happen is that it is so overwhelming how much negative stuff is happening, or in, at least in your perception, negative stuff is happening. It's too overwhelming to find something positive in it, and it just it just accelerates and it becomes so much. And so what some people do is, out of the unbearableness of it, they take their own lives. And while I would certainly not recommend this to anyone, and I don't really think that that's the greatest choice to make in that situation, but to comfort your partner, what you can understand is that when somebody does do that, what happens is that all that resistance that was just snowballing, you know, just gathering and accelerating, and law of attraction is adding to it and adding to it and adding to it, that what Abraham teaches is that at the moment of what they call croaking, to make this light, you know, to make it not as heavy as we hold death, especially in a suicide situation, is that at that moment there's a release of that resistance, and that your partner's brother is actually in a better place now. So the wisdom of his action was that he understood that there was another way to release the resistance. And again, like I said, I certainly am not of the belief that that's a great way to go. But having done it, I would trust Abraham's clarity about the death experience, that it is a return to allowing of the flowing nature of the spirit. The other thing that I'll just mention about this is that Abraham says that all death is suicide, because we all basically eventually just resist until we you know, there's nothing left. There's no more life force flowing. So it takes a little bit of the charge of the stigma off of that when you recognize that, you know, whether you get so resistant that you create a horrible illness, or whether you just do it by your own hand, we're squeezing the life force out of ourselves. And the solution, in any case, what your partner can do is to just focus as much as possible on what's wanted, so that even in a given situation like this, where, you know, a brother is gone, and I can even, you know, I can't imagine how painful it is to be living with that experience. Maybe you can find some peace. The positive aspect to focus on here is that he was in tremendous pain, and now he's found a way to find himself some relief. And from my perspective, what you can do, what anyone can do to help him, the brother, is to pray for, intend for, visualize for him finding, for his soul's journey to find a way to now that he's free from that resistant pattern, to shift that momentum, so that as he moves through his non-physical experience, as he reincarnates, if you believe in that, that he can find a more allowing way to process this overwhelming amount of information that's been coming to him. So that's just sort of what occurs to me to say to you at this moment. I hope that's a little bit helpful. Let me see if I can. It would be would be a good thing for me to figure out how to unmute this call. Let me see. Is anyone else on the phone line?
Hi, Ravi. This is Mimi from London.
Hi, Mimi.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. That's great.
I just came from work and checking my email. I saw this. Fine.
Wonderful. Okay, so let's see. Let me go back here. Maxine says, thanks so much. You are awesome. yes. Blessings to you. Thank you. Blessings to you,
too. Thank you.
All right, good. So any other questions? We'll just spend a little bit more time here. And
I got a question.
Yes.
I've been reading Tolle's teaching, and sometimes it feels like, law of attraction and Tolle's teaching don't go very well together.
Could you just say that again? I'm not exactly hearing.
I've been reading Eckhart Tolle's teachings.
Yes.
Sometimes it feels like they don't go very well together.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm not an expert on what Tolle teaches, but what I can... Do you have a more specific question, or do you want me to just start talking? I'll just start talking.
Yeah. Basically, what happens is, I go in rounds, basically, in terms of healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a little bit better and go back to depression, a little bit better and go back to depression. So I started reading Tolle's teaching. I was doing very well because, and it's just a question of accepting everything as it is. That's what Tolle teaches.
Right.
But, you go so far and then you again fall back. You neither can't follow law of attraction nor Tolle's teaching. I'm kind of in between.
Yes. Okay, well, let me just address this in a way that maybe will make it all feel like you have space for all of it to live simultaneously in you.
Okay.
And this is where, I don't know if you've looked at my book Rooted in the Infinite at all, but the law of attraction teaching that is such an enormous part of what I'm always exploring. This comes from the Abraham Hicks teachings.
Yes.
and others, but Abraham has really just articulated it and expanded upon it in a way that is just, phenomenal. And I have this system that I call YOFA, or the Yoga of Alignment, and it's all pretty much laid out in the book Rooted in the Infinite. And so just in a nutshell here, mm-hmm. the way that the YOFA perspective can help you
mm-hmm.
is that, let's see how I can do this just really simply, is that we live in a three-dimensional world.
Right.
And these three dimensions are... you can think of them as also encompassing various teachings. So when we look at the law of attraction, the aspect of law of attraction that has to do with that you can manifest things, right?
Mm-hmm.
That if you have something going on in your life that you don't want,
yes.
And the law of attraction is saying, basically, if you change the way that you're vibrating, you change your point of attraction,
mm-hmm.
you can change the conditions,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And so what I'm hearing from you is that sounds in conflict to if you have something going on that you don't want.
That's
just accept it and to find, you know, a
peace,
sense of peace in the now, no matter what's going on.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
Precisely, yeah.
Okay, so let's look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, let's make believe that you're standing up, all right, and you've got your spine, your upright spine, and you've got this vertical dimension that runs right through the center of you. It's like a plumb line running right through you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we'll call that the Y-axis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your I also like to call that the energetic spine.
Okay.
Okay? So that is where the now lives in you. And the now is just right where you are. It's right when you are. And whatever is going on in this moment is actually vast and infinite, and you can find everything that you need in this one moment. And so, and the way that you find that is through full acceptance of this moment. Now, here's the other thing that goes on, is that we're not living in, just in this one dimension.
Mm-hmm.
We have eyes that face forward, and we have feet that carry us forward. And so we have a lot of momentum in our human experience that's always carrying us forward.
Mm-hmm.
This line that lives sort of like the road before you, it's the path that you're on, it's this forward-backward dimension.
Mm-hmm.
This is the dimension of your journey through life. So now you've got two things going on simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is that the now is running vertically through you, complete and whole in every way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this journey where you're always being drawn forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so the teachings like Tolle's teaching, like Buddhist teachings, Byron Katie, who I am a huge fan of Byron Katie. I don't know if you're familiar with her teachings.
Yeah,
These are what I would call, from the Yofa perspective, these are Y-axis teachings.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are teaching you how to be in the spiritual, infinite, mystical now.
That's right.
That's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Law of attraction teaching also works in that dimension, but the place where we talk about it more, where we tend to be more excited about it, is along the Z-axis, where it's telling us how to get where we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so now being a human being, we've got both of these things going on. If you were to just close your eyes, put your legs in a full lotus, and sit there for the rest of your life,
so
that you're basically cutting off your Z-axis, well, then that would be one thing. You just focus on the Y-axis aspect. But because we are always, we've got our eyes open, we're doing things with our hands, we're walking forward with our feet, we are in this forward movement. Our physical bodies are set up to do that. Law of attraction gives you a way to navigate through the journey of your life in such a way that you are going with the flow. You're having a joyful journey. You're manifesting things or you're not manifesting things, but you're always interested in the richness of your experience. Okay?
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. So what I would say to you is that it's completely, they seem contradictory when you want to say one or the other, but when you look at your human situation and you realize that you have both, it's sort of like if I said to you, well, do you want to, in this lifetime, would you rather eat or sleep? And you would say, well, wait a minute, I do both. I have a body that is set up to eat when I'm hungry and to sleep when I'm tired. And I'm not going to choose one or the other. They're completely different functions. And so what I want to say to you is that the Y-axis teachings and the Z-axis teachings have different functions in your life.
Right. Okay. I won't say that now. Yeah. Okay.
The Y-axis is the fundamental. You've got to get your Y-axis in place. You've got to be at peace in your now in order for you to ever get where you want to go. And this is also what Abraham teaches. Abraham is also a Y-axis teaching, but they include so much of the Z-axis, and that's so unusual for us to hear about in a spiritual context that we kind of glom onto that, you know, yeah, manifest it, yeah, I want to get what I want to get. But really, if you really listen to what Abraham is saying, they say, happy where you are and eager for more. And we all get excited about the eager for more, but Abraham is absolutely talking about happy where you are. And that's where there's a consistency with what Tolle is teaching, with what Byron Katie is teaching, with what Buddhism is teaching. So that's
great. Thank you, Rabbi.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. And I was practicing. Have you got some more time?
Sure.
Okay. I was practicing Law of Attraction for a couple of months. I didn't manifest a lot. I suppose I have a lot of limiting beliefs. How do we go about limiting beliefs?
Well, I would not try to get rid of the limiting beliefs. What I would do is just start to feel your way. It's like if you're if you've ever been on a sled or on any kind of, on skis or anything where you just have to kind of ride the bumps and just kind of move, you know, go with the flow, basically. What I would do is just look for what is calling to you. Look at where your heart is leading you. And just pay more attention to any time you find some sweetness in your experience. Pay attention to that. And if you have limiting beliefs, let them just fall away as they do, but the more you try to get rid of them, the more they you're just feeding them. You know, one of the things that I can tell you is we'll be talking a little bit more about this kind of stuff on the free teleseminar that I'm giving on Friday.
Okay.
I hope that you'll be able to make it. Well, anybody who's on this call should have already gotten the link.
At what time is it, Ruby?
That's going to be Friday at 8:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm in UK, so
Time. Okay. Well, the recording will be available for about 24 hours afterwards. And if you have Rooted in the Infinite, that recording will be available. There's a member site. If you have the book, I forget what page it's on, but on the back of the book, there's a password. For the members area, and that recording will be in there. And if any, this is since I've been, you know, answering your questions, maybe something will happen with this recording. So if anybody who happens to get a hold of this recording wants to come to that workshop, it will be they can go to rootedintheinfinite.com and
thank you.
Yeah, sign up for that. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate your support.
Yes, no problem. Let's see. Susan says, thank you so much for the G sessions you do. They are always spot on to where I'm at in my life. I so appreciate that in your heart. Thank you. I appreciate you, too. I appreciate everyone who participates with all these things that I do. It would be just no fun at all to be doing this all by myself. So, okay. Maybe I'll take one more question if there are any more, either on the phone line or on the webcast. Otherwise, we'll just close this up right here. Any other questions about Law of Attraction or about Rooted in the Infinite or anything?
I have a quick question, Ruby.
Yes.
Are you going to, because when I got your email about this one for Friday for Rooted in the Infinite, I was really excited because I had been wanting to have something where you could do a seminar on the book. Are you going to, is that something you're thinking about by chapter?
I am thinking about it.
Great.
That's as much as I'll say right now. I haven't actually committed in my mind to doing it, but I have been thinking about it. We're going to actually look at chapter one on Friday, and there's more in there than you might think. And then, yes, I may actually move through the chapters, but I don't want to really announce that yet because I never know what I'm going to do.
Got it.
Until I'm doing it.
Thank you so much for doing that. It was really exciting to get that.
Good. Thank you. I'm glad. And, yeah, I mean, the other place, you know, for this, you see the conversation that we're having right now, this is what I do once a month in the results workshop, only it's even more powerful because what I do is I create these recorded lessons, and so everybody gets to listen to those lessons for about a week and work with them, and then when we get on the phone, we talk about it and we take it further, and we really get into these nuances and the subtleties of why, you know, it's like people talking about hidden belief systems or things that are blocking you and you don't know why. And we start to get into those little nooks and crannies that are holding you back. And it's so thrilling and so, it's just so wonderful when something opens in your consciousness and it's like, oh my goodness, it feels really good. So this is what we do on the results workshops. And so if you or anyone you know who's interested in this kind of telephone conversation and web conversation, you can go to yofa.net/results, and that's where you can sign up for that membership if you're interested. So, okay, I think that's where we're going to close it up today. Thank you so much, all of you, for participating here. It really helped me out. I feel confident that we can use this interface on Friday. Does anybody... Let me just ask you this, on the phone or on the web, is anyone having trouble hearing me or having any kind of difficulty with the technology aspect? Okay, good. Let me just see if anybody's typing anything on the web. Okay, great. Well, I hope you can all make it on Friday night. And if not, you'll be able to get the recording. And thanks again, everyone. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for participating. And I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Rebbe. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.